Last night, groups of cheering Nazis tore up the borderline posts along the Austrian-German border to signify that it is now but one nation. Adolf Hitler, after a tiring day, slept in the Imperial Hotel within a block of the Art Academy, which years ago refused to accept him as a student. Hitler spent last evening in his hotel conferring with Nazi leaders, but he was frequently called out onto the balcony of his suite to face the cheering crowds. Several times he attempted to make an announcement, but the crowd was so wild that he was unable to make himself heard. Meantime, former Chancellor Kurt Schuschnigg, the resigned premier, refused to leave Austria when he was told he was free to go where he liked, but that his 11-year-old son, Kurt, must remain as a hostage as a pledge of his father's discretion. Schuschnigg said that his conscience is clear and that in any case he would not abandon his little boy, but would remain and face whatever might be his fate. Meanwhile, it is announced that Chancellor Hitler will leave Vienna for Berlin either tonight or Wednesday morning. And, of course, tonight meant tonight later on today and not last night. Hitler arose this morning at 2:30 a.m. Eastern time, and his breakfast consisted of 2 glasses of milk, a cup of chocolate, and 2 prunes in a roll. Far into the night, Hitler had talked with Foreign Secretary von Ribbentrop and other high German officials. And as he was talking with them, an unidentified man fired at Nazi stormtroopers from a window and then shot himself dead. Later, at a downtown cafe, a man got up from a table, shouted Heil Hitler, and then stabbed himself. And over in London, great alarm is felt over the Austrian situation, and diplomats are watching every move of Hitler. Prime Minister Chamberlain is determined to match Germany gun for gun before openly pledging Britain's support of Czechoslovakia against German invasion. Yesterday in the House of Commons, Chamberlain voiced severe condemnation of Germany's step in Austria. And today the Prime Minister is busy trying to win support of his big defense program, which eventually might even include compulsory military service for all capable of fighting. Britain's present 5-year program in its second year is to cost $7.5 billion, but this figure may be raised to around $10 billion. And at the same time, France has asked for a definite promise of British support. And France herself has renewed pledges to fight for Czechoslovakia. Leon Blum, socialist leader, has formed a new People's Front government, but France is beset by financial and labor troubles which make the government rather uncertain. And it is said that Field Marshal Hermann Goering, Hitler's right-hand man, is trying to make a deal with the Czech government. And under such a plan, Germany would become protector of Czech Germans and guard all Czechoslovakia from Bolshevism. In Washington, the administration is closely watching the European situation, as 40 persons were arrested for demonstrating in front of the German embassy there. And in the House, the controversy over President Roosevelt's billion-dollar Navy bill is expected to go on today with greater fervor as opponents of the measure get ready to demand a showdown on the administration's foreign policy. Last night, the German ambassador, Hans Dieckhoff, handed the State Department a note formally notifying the United States that Austria as a nation is no more and has been incorporated as a part of the German Reich. Edgar Prochnick, Austrian minister to Washington, and members of his staff are under instructions today from Berlin to place themselves at the disposal of the German ambassador. Hitler's first official visitor this morning was Cardinal Innitzer, Roman Catholic Archbishop of Vienna. The cardinal arrived at Hitler's hotel at 10 a.m. Vienna time wearing his red cap and robes. Now a special bulletin from Vienna. Chancellor Hitler ended his brief address in Vienna today with the cry, "Germany, New Germany, Nazi Germany, our army, hail victory!" Another bulletin from Vienna. A hysterical roar of cheers greeted Chancellor Hitler today as Der Führer drove slowly across Hero Square in Vienna. The crowd was described as one of the greatest gatherings ever assembled in the Austrian capital. Hitler reviewed 20,000 Austro-German and Nazi troops today in Vienna's most famous street, the Ringstrasse. The review started after memorial services were held for the Austrian war dead in the Imperial Palace. The spectacle of the marching troops was the most impressive seen in Austria since the World War. Dr. Arthur Seyss-Inquart, the former Austrian chancellor, preceded Chancellor Hitler to the microphone in the Ringstrasse mass meeting in greeting to Hitler. Chancellor Hitler began addressing more than 1 million Austro-Germans today, just shortly after 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, after Chancellor Seyss-Inquart concluded a brief address of introduction. Seyss-Inquart confined his remarks to thanks to Hitler for sending troops to Austria and reuniting Austria with Germany. Hitler's appearance before the microphone was the signal for a roar of heils. Chancellor Hitler termed Austria the latest and greatest addition to the German Reich. The Führer said that he wanted to assure the other 80 million Germans in the world that Austria's allegiance to the Reich is second to none. And here's a bulletin from Paris. Premier Leon Blum's new cabinet made plans today to speed up the French rearmament program to meet the threat caused by Germany's annexation of Austria. General Confederation of Labor pledged support of all drives to strengthen French defenses after the government appealed to all workers for cooperation in the rearmament program. The appeal promised immediate rearmament in the face of what was termed the Reich's aggressive attitude. Premier Blum issued optimistic reports to relieve tension over the French financial situation. The new premier holds the finance portfolio himself. Blum promised that the financial problems would be isolated from what he called more pressing difficulties. Foreign Minister Joseph Paul Boncour called a meeting with three French envoys to discuss the German coup in Austria. The French ministers at Vienna and Prague and the ambassador to Belgium have been summoned to Paris for the forthcoming conference with the foreign minister. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we pause for station identification. You are listening to a special broadcast bringing you the latest news from abroad in the European crisis. This is the Coast to Coast Network of the Mutual Broadcasting System.